877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Big day on Wall Street, a lousy day for UPS and FedEx and getting packages late instead of on Christmas, ahead of Christmas. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Did you get what you wanted for Christmas? Or did you give what you wanted? I mean, how much stuff do we all need? For goodness sake. With technology, it's all about gadgets. How many gadgets can one person have? Oh, frankly, for me, I'm very glad that I am limited in the gadgets that I have. You know, it's to the point where you have an iPhone, an iPad, an iPod, a Nook or a Kindle, and what else are you traveling with? Now we're just going to have packs on our, we're going to have to be born with packs on our backs so that we're all hooked up electronically. You know how you can tell things have changed? One, you just walk around and you see everybody with their heads down. They could crash into, you know, the signs when they're walking down the street or step off the curb because they don't even realize. Or when you go to an airport, people are fighting for plugs because there's only so many places to plug in your electronics. So you there now you can get something that's already got battery-operated. It's a battery-operated thing that you can plug in and it's already juiced up. But a lot of people don't have that, so they're searching for plugs. And you see people laying on the floor, sitting on the floor, charging their equipment, charging their iPhone, whatever. I saw almost massive, massive fight break out in Chicago at O'Hare because people were fighting over limited plug-in capabilities, we shall say. How about that? So anyway, Wall Street hitting its 50th record high close of the year. Woohoo! It's actually good because, I mean, here's an area where, you know what, the middle class does make some money in this direction. If you have a 401k or an IRA, someplace where you can multiply a little bit of money, of course, you know how that goes. You are at the craps table. And if we could look into the future and know what was going up and down, then wouldn't everybody just be loaded? But I am not giving financial advice, but it just seems to me that diversification makes more sense. And if you have somebody matching money, of course, you're probably going to have something in that. So there you go. You know, it's interesting. So you see that happen because the market only turns on negative or positive news, and the second it's negative, boom, it tanks in the opposite direction, but still it's good for people to who have portfolios to see it go up, whether it's blue chip stocks or whatever it happens to be. Here's the crazy thing. So Wall Street's up, but UPS is overloaded. This massive push of online shopping left a lot of people breaking promises to deliver packages by Christmas. So they haven't even figured out buying patterns, apparently, when it comes to the Internet because they were overwhelmed and didn't realize how many packages were going to be, how many things were going to be ordered later. United Parcel Service, they figured out Tuesday that they wouldn't deliver some things in time for Christmas because there was too much of a spike in that shopping. It overwhelmed them. The volume of packages exceeded the capacity. They only had so many they could move on their plane, and then that was it, or trucks or anything else. And then there were people that were reporting, and this is why, because they didn't get them. They were reporting missing deliveries from FedEx. But FedEx said they weren't expecting huge delays. So e-commerce now accounts for about 6% of all U.S. retail sales. That's pretty big. And online purchases, about 14% of sales. That's what the National Retail Federation says. During the last shopping weekend before Christmas, web sales, check this out, jumped 37%. 37%. Well, who, if you're doing this at the last minute especially, who wants to fight the holiday crowds? I don't think so. It's pretty tough. You really got to pack your patience if you're going to do that. And especially if you're mailing something to someone else and it's specifically something they want or you think they want or whatever, I guess. Why not? It makes sense that you would do that. It makes sense that they... It's kind of crazy they didn't actually plan for it. But because you've got 550 retailers with online sales and they hit their limits and then that's it. So UPS delivering 45% of U.S. packages, they didn't have any more room. They didn't have any more room. They couldn't put anything else on the plane. Even the pilot had to sit on some packages. Listen, we need the space and we think we can get away with it up here. We think we can do it. I love the people who shop on Christmas Eve. I mean, if you're running out to get some last-minute things for the meal or some booze or some I don't know what, there are things that I get. But if you're doing all your shopping on Christmas Eve, are you kidding me? First of all, you have to be crazy because it's so insane because there are other people that are doing the same thing. But, ugh. Why bother with people pulling shelves out? And oh, it's a nightmare. And this year, and maybe it's me, it seemed to be even a bigger nightmare. And I think that's because of the time in between. We didn't have the amount of days that we had before. I know I keep saying this, but it's so true. And all of a sudden you look up and boom, you're in December. And you're realizing that time is ticking away and you've got to get cards out and whatever else before all of a sudden you're talking about, holy smokes, it's already Christmas and I have not done what I was supposed to do. And if anything, there is definitely something to learn from this, and the message is get your stuff out early if you can, then you don't have to worry about that. And you won't pay as much. So you won't have to pay all that extra money, which is can be crazy money if you're talking about overnighting a package. Ground doesn't matter; it'll cost you. Probably could get three meals out of what it would cost you. So the moral of the story is: get connected on the internet earlier. Think about it earlier. Whatever it is, but don't wait till the last second, then you won't get put in that situation where you can't, where you just can't be sure that the package is going to get there. And then if you pay all that money and it doesn't get there, oh man, how bummed out would you be? How bummed out are you if you are sitting there right now and you're looking at ice? I've been there. I've done it for 5 days. It is not good because you get that terrible driving weather where you get the cobblestone ice and it all crunkles up. And then if you are in one of the parts of Michigan like Battle Creek, about 200,000 customers didn't have power and below freezing temperatures. And that would be your Michigan's, New England, those areas that got socked in with the storm. Ooh, I bet they would love to trade places for a day with the people in Florida who were looking at 80 degrees. Stay with us. We can count on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. increases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For another version of We Can Count here on America Tonight, and we certainly can count. There are a lot of things that fall into this category, but my favorite is Delta having to honor cheap, cheap flights because of a crazy glitch. I suppose they don't have to, but they're going to honor it. From about 10 a.m. to noon Eastern on Thursday, Delta fares on the website, on their website, and other airline booking sites were showing up incorrectly, offering some incredible deals. A round-trip flight between Cincinnati and Minneapolis for February is being sold for $25. A round-trip between Cincinnati and Salt Lake, $48.41. And the correct price for both of those was more than $400. Delta says it's going to honor any fares purchased at the incorrect price. So how about that? 98 dollars first class ticket from Baltimore to Honolulu. 98 dollars. That is crazy. So probably what happened is the airline had to tweak its fares 10 or 20 bucks, and instead it showed up where it was 20 bucks or 30 bucks or whatever. That's crazy. They're going to honor that. Wouldn't you love to be the person who bought that ticket and then they say that they're going to honor it? Wow. Instead of saying, oh, geez, we're sorry, it's a glitch. I wonder how much they're going to have to eat in that. That's pretty big, I'd say. Very big. Incredible. And smart, I think. In a way, smart of them to do that. It's good publicity, no doubt, so why not? I went to Hawaii for $58. Who couldn't afford that? And then think about that. The hotels, a lot of the hotels you could get, in, especially Honolulu, you could get hotels for cheaper than you might think, because Hawaii is not a cheap place to go to. Mm. Speaking of Hawaii, the president is in Hawaii on vacation, but he did a few things on vacation, like sign the 2-year budget deal. Yep. Approved, signed, and that's it with his John Hancock, all from his vacation in Hawaii. He also signed a defense spending bill. The deal signed by Obama reduces across-the-board cuts already scheduled to take effect, restores about $63 billion over 2 years. It includes a projected $85 billion in other savings. Lots of numbers for you. Fiscal conservatives say the bill raises spending in the near term in exchange for long-term savings that might never materialize. So there the battle lines are drawn. The battle lines are drawn. And I know some people that are stepping across those battle lines. All right, how about this story that you might have missed that three people highlighted to me, so I feel compelled to put into this segment. A Lincoln woman, Lincoln, Nebraska, has to serve 45 days in jail for sneaking onto the campus of the Catholic high school she once attended and posing naked for her adult website. Oh, my gosh. That is brutal. A Lancaster County judge ordered Valerie Dodds to serve 30 days for trespassing and 15 for public nudity. Her attorney said that he has already filed notice for an appeal and she was expected to be released Friday evening after posting $75. That was the bond. Oh, they say she had no remorse posing nude for the photos. My, oh, my. You never know what you're going to encounter. That's the moral of this. Who knows what we'll encounter when we take a road trip. Yeah, that's the ticket. Let's take a road trip. All right, moving along. We can count. It's about the numbers and numbers of all sorts, without a doubt. I've made my list today of top stories, and it was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be. A lot longer. Here's a big number. 2 breaches, not 1, but 2 breaches. 1, a trashed man out of his mind, a cross-dressed man jumping airport fences in Newark and then in Phoenix. So, 2 men, 2 different airports, 1 in Newark, 1 in Phoenix, on Christmas Day. In Newark, they have $100 million invested to protect the New York City airport. And all of that equipment, and it didn't do anything. He was able to climb the fence and get as far as he did. Mounts the barrier at Newark. It went unnoticed for a day. On Thursday, a review of a security camera footage revealed what happened. Wow, crazy. And Raytheon built that system. That technology was supposed to work, but it did not work. In Phoenix, they arrested a 49-year-old man, Robert Bump, after he allegedly ran onto the tarmac at Phoenix Airport, Phoenix Sky Harbor International is the official name. And they saw him climb over the fence, run onto the tarmac and taxiway. He was headed for a Southwest flight. The pilot shut down the engines when told the man was approaching. The suspect appeared intoxicated, they say. and struck the plane's engine with his left hand before leaving the terminal where he's arrested. But there's a couple of numbers in there for you if you parcel them out. Oh, scary numbers, actually. I mean, think about that. The technology, paying millions in the technology, and they just like that bust open the system. And remember, we had this in 2012 at JFK, where a man had walked onto the runway. I'm sure when they're in those planes and they can't, then it's too late and they can't do anything with it and they're really hauling down the runway, that would be just the worst sensation. I can't imagine anything worse. At all. All right, here's another one. Generosity, especially at the holidays, often is what some people, it's the only thing they'll see. And the master, the wizard, whatever you want to call him, Warren Buffett, donated what for him amounted to a day's salary to an Israeli hospital. And what would that gift be? $10 million. $10 million. I'd say that's pretty big. It said it's a little more, I think that the Oracle of Omaha is a little more invested in it. And Buffett reportedly made around $37 million every 24 hours this year. Wow! How much are you earning this hour? $37 million! That $10 million is about what he makes in 7 hours. That is crazy. Crazy wild. All right, thanks for listening to America Tonight. We still have a ways to go on the show. Of course, we're booting it to the other side. Next week on America Tonight, we'll take a closer look at the military and the situation happening in Iraq. Sadly, fighting breaking out there, soldiers on their way. And the promise of what could be at least a semi-democracy not looking good right now, my friends. And this is what I feared. When we left Iraq, I feared that that's what could happen, that there would be a rollback. After time invested in training and police work and teaching them police work, and then to have a major setback, it's too bad. We'll be talking about that more in depth coming up in our next show. And, of course, resolutions. And we're not even done talking about the big stories of 2013. So buckle up, sit back, enjoy, more to come.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I like to see you right across the floor.
Tonight, as promised, time for your cheap movie reviews. So I went to see The Wolf on Wall Street anticipating that we would be doing this. Let me tell you, you have to have 3 hours to invest in this movie because it's 3 hours long. I don't know why, I just didn't check the movie time. I didn't even think that it was 3 hours long, but 3 hours long. That's a lot of time to see Leonardo on a big screen. But I think he did an excellent job in the role of Jordan Belfort, who was a stockbroker who ripped off a whole bunch of people and had some interesting conniving ways that he went about it. So here's your little sneak of The Wolf on Wall Street.
My name is Jordan Belfort. The year I turned 26, I made $49 million, which really pissed me off because it was three shy of a million a week.
We're making a name for ourselves.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways, or in circles. You know what Fugazi is?
No, Fugazi. It's a fake.
Hey, Fugazi, Fugazi, it's a wazi, it's a woozy, it's a
fairy dust.
Was all this legal? Absolutely not. We were making more money than we knew what to do with.
We don't work for you, man.
Yeah, my money take you, Bruce. Technically, you do work for me.
What's wrong, Daddy?
Oh, my God.
FBI. Any kind of booze you might want.
No, the Bureau forbids us from drinking.
So follow me, you're good, about to go. I'm
doing 500, I'm out of control. All right, so you get the idea. It is a true story of a New York stockbroker and the people that he took down around him. And now, actually, what's interesting is Jordan Belfort did his time, and he's out there in the speaking world. He gets like $30,000 a pop or more for some of the places that he goes, and he speaks, and he's paying back some of the money to the people that he ripped off along the way, and the FBI stung him, and it's a clever movie. It's one that you could wait for. You don't necessarily have to go and see it on the big screen, but it, in another way, it's that whole Wall Street ripoff thing. So you think, wow, I'm like watching Gordon Gekko all over again from the 80s. But Leonardo does have a great performance. He's excellent in it. Rob Reiner's in it, and he's good. And Jonah Hill is also very, very good in this movie. But it is long. You could knit a sweater. It's so long. So we move from Wall Street to the gym and getting in shape for the Grudge match. Check it out.
Certain athletes are born enemies, but the fiercest rivalry was between two fighters, Razor and Kid.
They fought only twice, but the tie-breaking Grudge match never happened.
Today I'm announcing my retirement from professional boxing.
You know what this is, Razor? It's a video game. They want to put you and Kid in the game. All they do is videotape you throwing a couple punches, voice record you. I'm gonna kill you. Except in a white guy's voice, because they don't want to scare anybody.
Okay, Razor, let's throw some jabs at Wilbur the Dummy.
Come on, Razor. Imagine this kid.
Hey. Nope, I don't look like that big of an ass.
Set me up.
That's what you come at 1 o'clock, kid.
I want to see my old friend. He's been ducking me for 30 years. I missed him.
I don't look like you're missing any meals. I'm out of here.
No, you're not.
Check out this clip that is just blowing up online.
I got a company that wants the official rematch. They're going to pay you $100,000.
Well, I can't be in the same room as that guy. Not worth it.
The hell you mean it ain't worth it? I'm looking at your house.
I'm your trainer, Mike. You can't be my trainer. Maybe I believe you ate my trainer.
Time to train. What have I done?
It's insane.
Oh, yeah?
Give me one reason.
You're fat. You got weak knees. You're fat.
Don't sugarcoat it. Be honest.
Think I can talk to you for a second?
I'm your son.
Well, maybe you could use a little help.
Hey, what are you doing?
We're just here to buy a little dinner. You don't have to punch everything.
You, my friend, are embarrassing yourself.
A great performer knows when it's time to get off the stage, kid.
If one of you gets knocked out, is it safe to say you've fallen and you can't get up?
The whole world's laughing at us, but we're not dead. In fact, I feel more alive now than I ever felt.
Razor, why now?
I'm a fighter. I was born to be a fighter.
You got every right to hate me, but I need you in my corner.
No matter how hard you guys work, it won't be your best.
It's the best we got.
30 years after their second fight, Kid McDonough and Razor Sharp get ready to go at it again.
Gutsy move going without a bra.
I took a dump on your porch.
We are alive, guys. We are alive right now.
Hey, Webster, show a little respect.
I choose to believe that Jesus called me Webster because of my dictionary-style vocabulary, not because of my height and race.
Nope, it's because you're short and black.
What was Jesus like? I'm curious. Was he cool?
All right, so you get the idea here. We're talking about two guys, old guys, going back in the ring, and they're local Pittsburgh fighters, so you throw in the love interest. It's almost 2 hours long. This is a long movie as well. Kim Basinger's in it, Alan Arkin's in it, and of course you have Robert De Niro in it, Sylvester Stallone. They're the two stars that square off. Kevin Hart also is in this movie too. It's gotten kind of decent reviews, but I think that this is another one of those movies where, are we going to get up off of the couch and go watch it? However, when it streams or you're a Netflix person or whatever, and you, or you can pay a buck or two when you run to the grocery store for Redbox, yeah, that might be okay. And that's probably where they're going to get most of their audience. They're going to wait and they're going to rent it later down the line. All right, this movie also is getting a lot of buzz. Certainly they are pumping it out all over the place as far as the pre-publicity for it. Everywhere you look, there are little snippets of this movie. It's called The Secret Life of Walter Mitty.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Hi, I can't seem to leave a wink for someone.
Okay, I'm looking at your profile. You left a lot of this stuff blank.
Okay, well, I haven't really been anywhere noteworthy or mentionable.
Have you done anything noteworthy, mentionable?
Is this the real life?
He's gonna blow! God, you're not worthy!
From reality.
Hey, my man, you still there?
No, I just, like, zoned out for a second.
Oh, okay. Do you do that a lot?
We have ahead of us the privilege of publishing the very last issue of Life magazine.
Jumping up and down.
And for the final issue, we just received a negative 25 from Sean O'Connell for the cover.
It's 25. That's not there. I know.
It had a sun that mowed the lawn.
The ice, Jace. She moves like a woman.
Where have you been?
Testing the limits of the human spirit.
I'd like to climb your hair. Test that out. Hey.
Hey.
How was your weekend?
I had an awesome weekend.
Wow.
What is it you call it when he goes into one of his little places?
Oh, zoned out.
You do that now and then. What's the matter?
I lost the picture.
Yo, next time I see that picture. Oh! Hey, Dream Machine.
Next time I see you, you see the picture.
You should go. Crack the case. I love mysteries.
There's parts you think can't connect,
and then to the end they do, and it makes total sense.
Is that idea of who I wanted to be, what I wanted to do?
Life is about courage and going into the unknown.
All right, so you get the idea. He doesn't really do much, and he's trying to impress even somebody at work and doesn't really have much to say. And this is a movie that some people are finding intriguing, but this just came out, so it's hard to say. It's hard to say where it ends up. Right now, if you were to look at the box office, what's topping the box office is The Hobbit. What is up with The Hobbit? I think I said this the other day. It's raked in over $127 million and counting. And it's only been open a short time. It's been open 1 week. So you figure that's going to start to really clobber some of the other movies. Frozen, which is a Walt Disney movie, because you have kids, grandkids, almost $200 million so far has been taken in for that movie. And a lot of these other movies that have just been released, like American Hustle and Saving Mr. Banks and The Wolf on Wall Street and Walter Mitty, it's too early to tell yet. They still have to have at least a couple days because a lot of them were in wide release on Christmas Day. I said this before, I'll say it again. American Hustle, worth seeing it at the movie. It was excellent. Probably one of my favorite movies of the year. Captain Phillips, if it's still in the movie theaters, even if it might be in the dollar theaters, absolutely go and see that. Coming up, your thoughts as we head to the mailbag.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust.
MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who says things can't go down before they go up? The Freeze-Dry Guy, that's who. The Freeze-Dry Guy has just learned of a 2014 manufacturer's price increase on Mountain House freeze-dried foods. So what is he doing about Mountain House food prices going up? The Freeze-Dry Guy is bringing down prices, 20% down for the rest of 2013. Delicious freeze-dried foods like beef stroganoff, green beans, and lasagna with meat sauce are 20% off through December 31st. Freeze-dried peas, diced chicken, and more are 20% off now through December 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Hurry before Mountain House's 2014 prices. Load up now on tasty freeze-dried foods with a guaranteed shelf life of 25 years or more. Who says ending your year on a down note isn't a good thing? Get Mountain House food down 20% only at freezedryguy.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Traveling, you're hanging out with family or whatever, you have hit us up through the miracle of the internet, and a lot of people still steamed about Obamacare and tired of it and saying it's one of the biggest stories of 2013. And yes, it was one of the biggest stories of 2013. The rollout was abysmal in October, and I guarantee the President of the United States would like that to have gone a lot smoother. So let's head to the mailbag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh! You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. I love the double dip. How about this one from...
The mail is here!
Thanks, Homer. How about this one from Peter, listening to us in Illinois. And Peter says, Kate, I tell you what, I cannot figure out how we all fell asleep when Obamacare suddenly appeared. I think I've heard you say this several times, that who, when asked, wouldn't say they want affordable health care, but who, when they dig deeper, realizes this is not affordable health care, and in fact, more people are getting soaked than ever, and it's not just fear-mongering, it's the truth. What do you think? Well, we get all these calls from a lot of people and emails talking about the fact that they were fine, their insurance was fine, and they just wanted to be able to go to the doctors, get checkups, get tests done, and expect reasonably that certain things would could be paid for and they would have a copay. But now the premiums have gone higher, and that's tricky because they can't afford the premiums. So what happens when you can't afford the premiums any longer because it jumped up so much? And to say, well, wait, if, like, I'll just give you a wild example. If you were paying $250 for your health care a month, and then all of a sudden you had to pay $750, and then what you're told is, well, it has to meet certain criteria, and it's so much better for you. Well, that's not affordable for you, so that's not so much better for you. It doesn't work if you do the math, because the out-of-pocket could be crippling unless you just have tons of money. Where, I mean, you know, the money isn't the object, like, I don't want to pay more for it, but at least I can afford it. That's not the people that are getting hit by that. It's the middle class that's getting sticker shocked. And it's scary sticker shock, because what do? These are usually the people who have scrimped and saved and feel like they've always done the right thing. Ooh, I pay my taxes, I'm a good citizen, I do everything I can to help other people, and I'm saving here and there when I can, and now they're not going to be able to do those kind of things if they are sticking with the insurance. And if they aren't sticking with the insurance, then they get a fine. But more importantly, what happens in a catastrophic event, which is what wipes people out with health care? That's where they get just crushed on the expense of it. So it's not a good plan to not have anything because of how it could cripple your family in the end. How about this one from Sandy D, who says, Kate, I thank goodness just had my son on our policy. It's one good thing I would say for Obamacare, but I have to tell you, I just had lunch with a group of my friends, and that became the dominant topic. I was shocked because here it was almost Christmas, and instead of talking about fun, frivolous nonsense, we talked about serious things, especially healthcare. That seemed to be the overwhelming topic. I think people themselves don't understand what they're supposed to do and are confused about why it's costing more money. I was out with the six friends, and of the six, four got slapped with higher premiums that they weren't expecting. And it wasn't like $40 or $50 or even $100 more. Try $600 more. That's not good. It cuts into our lunch budget. Ha ha. Thanks for listening. This just goes along with the same thing. It is. It's, you know, I always say, what's the buzz in the backyard? What is some stranger saying to you? What's the conversation about? You know, like something overwhelming has happened in Washington when strangers are talking to you about it. When people come up and they're mumbling about health care, or they say something about health care, it's like, wow, this has really hit a lot of people. Because now we're not talking about the weather. We've even moved beyond that. And January 1st, they say, a lot of people now are flocking to the exchanges, state and federal exchanges, to sign up. Healthcare.gov had about 2 million page views, and the call center got, they say, almost 300,000 calls on Monday. It was record traffic day. And so some people got stuck on hold for long periods of time. See, this isn't any good, because we go back to the same thing. People are still stuck with healthcare.gov, and then they're on hold for way too long. But they extended the deadline to Tuesday to allow people who ran into trouble more time for coverage that would start on January 1st. And so naturally, interest has been pretty brisk the last couple of weeks. It makes sense for anybody who's trying to get health insurance, you know, that then they're going to, that's when they're going to get it. At the, when their backs are against the wall and they've maybe shopped around or tried to make more sense of it, or especially with a family. I mean, if you have a family, all bets are off. Kids get earaches. Kids need to be seen for a whole bunch of reasons. Wherever you fall on the spectrum of they need to get shots. So you can't, you just cannot have no coverage for children. It would be, I mean, it just would be disastrous. That won't work. So that's what I think has happened. A lot of people who have bigger families are finding themselves stuck because now they got to figure out a way to pay for it. And, you know, you can only squeeze so much blood from a stone. What happens when you just, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work with what you're pulling in. It's not like you can materialize this sidebar job and come up with the extra money to attack that. Not everybody can do that because of their situation with their children. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens at the end of March when the true deadline for, hey, you know, you have to be here or we're going to fine you. I want to see how they do that fining thing and what happens there. All right, we got another one here from Sam Miami, and Sam says, Kate, how you be? I happen to see this about the guy being charged with a federal hate crime in connection to the knockout assault against a black man. You remember the story, I think, outside of Houston. This is where it happened, and the guy attacked a 79-year-old because of the man's race and color. And he apparently is going to be in court, is what I understood. Do you think we'll see more of this? Oh, well, I hope not. I mean, the knockout game, let's hope we don't see that. What they're saying is that the attacker, his attorney is saying that he's bipolar. The victim had two jaw fractures and was hospitalized for days. It was an awful, awful thing that happened. I mean, he hit the guy with such force that he fell to the ground. And then he laughed and he screamed knockout when he ran to his car and got out of there. So this was a sad, sad story. And they're saying that this is hate crime, and the hate crime deal is serious business. So if he thought he was being cute with the knockout game, he's going to pay the price for it. His name is Conrad Barrett, 27 years old. Hey, you can always email the show. Remember, no matter what you want to talk about or vent about, send your thoughts to americatonight.net.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.